Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Yitzayin, daf 17. We left off on the middle of the page, on to Yitzayin Amud Bet, smack in the middle of the page. Metiv Rav Amram. So today we're going to be talking about who goes free, what gifts they receive, what value, how much is it, and so on and so forth. So the Gemara begins. Metiv Rav Amram. Ve'elu ma'anikim lahem. These are the ones that we give them a severance gift as they leave slavery. Hayotze b'shanim, someone who goes out by 6 years, he serves and he leaves. Uviyovel, and the yovel year. Umitata adon, the death of the master. The amah ivriya b'simanim, or a amah ivriya with her simanim, with her adulthood signs. Vim itan, if that's the case, that you want to start mentioning also the death of the father, nitne nami mitat av, it should also mention the father dying, the death of the father. So the Gemara says v'chitema tanavishir. Maybe it left something out. But it says these, only these. So the Gemara says v'chitema davar sheyesh lo kitzba ketane, davar she'en lo kitzba lo ketane. Maybe the Gemara was only saying something that has a set limit on it, but you don't know when the father is going to die. So that's not something that is set. So therefore, it didn't teach it. The Gemara says, hold on. If that's the case, v'simanin de'en lahen kitzba ve'ketane. The woman's adulthood signs, we don't know when she's going to get those hairs that she's going to become an adult, pubic hairs. So how do we know? That's not a set thing. So why says, v'chitema hachanami k'der Rav Safra? Maybe like we can say like Rav Safra over here as well. What did we say yesterday? We said Rav Safra said that, yes, there is no limit to them above, but there's a limit below, meaning they're not 9 years old, doesn't count for her to be an adult, even if she has these signs. So therefore, there is a limit. Where it says, ha'ika mitat adon. Hold on, you just mentioned the death of the master, which that also doesn't have a limit. We don't know when that's going to happen. So the Gemara says, tiyufta, there's akish tiyufta. This is a contradiction on the opinion of Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, v'ay Rish Lakish kal v'chomer amar. Rish Lakish said kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, kal v'chomer prichahi. We have a contradiction on this kal v'chomer. Yishum de'ikal mifrach. Because you can say, mala simanin shenishtana hagu. Simanin, the signs, it causes the body, the woman's body changes. It's not the same anymore. Tomar v'mitat av sheken lo nishtana aguf. Are you going to say the same thing by the death of the father? That the body doesn't change? Her body, nobody changes. The body of the woman doesn't change in that case, right? The kal v'chomer was just like simanin. They don't remove her from the father's jurisdiction, but they remove her from the master. So death of the father that removes her from the father's jurisdiction is not all the more, so it removes her from the master. The Gemara is saying that's not a good kal v'chomer. Tanechada. We have one baraita that says, Eved Ivri, Enek Eved Ivri, that's more. The gift of the Eved Ivri when he's going free, it goes to himself. The Enek Ama Ivri, that's more. And the woman also, she also receives it for herself. The Tanida, we have another baraita, Enek Ama Ivri, Mitziatad Avia. That no, the gift of Ama Ivri and her findings go to her father. The Ein Rabba Ela Schar Batala Bilvad. And the master only has Schar Batala. What's Schar Batala? Schar batala is the amount of time that she didn't work, that she was supposed to work for him. So that's what she's owed to him. So the Gemara says, "My love, ha din nafka b'simanim, v'ha din nafka la b'metat av." Is the machloket here not that the case of the one that's saying that he gets it for himself or she gets it for himself is talking about where the father died? That's why they get it for themselves. And you see that she does go free with the father's death. And the case of that it goes to the father is talking about simanim. And when it says, look, idi de nafka la b'simanim. No, both cases are talking about where she goes out with signs of adulthood. Velakashan, it's not difficult. Hadi itelav. The machloket is, if the father is still alive or not. If the father is still alive, it goes to the father. If it's not alive, then it goes to her. Bishlama enek amayif riyah la'atzma. It makes sense, the gift of the amayif riyah goes to herself. The ma'ute achin, that's coming to exclude the brothers. The Tanya is right, that says, v'inachaltem otam levinechem achareichem. You inherit it over to your sons after you, the avadim. So he says, otam levinechem, velo v'notechem levinechem. Them, those slaves to your children, and not the girls. You don't take the zechut of the woman to your sons. Mikan she'en adam morish zechut bito levino. You cannot inherit out the zechut of your daughter to your son. So you cannot take the amayi v'ira and have her now, if she becomes now, right, transferred. She doesn't go transferred over to the sons. So therefore, Ella, Eved Ivri, Enek Eved Ivri, the Atzmo. So the Gemara says, but the gift of the Eved Ivri that he receives in himself, Pshita, that's obvious. Ella Leman, who else would it go to? Amar Rav Yosef, Yod Keret, Kachazina Hacha. What does that mean? Rashi says, Yod Keret, meaning, Yud Shehi Ketana, it's a long, a short Yud, Asa, Ir Gedola, you made it a long city. Kolomar Ha'erech Mishnatam Chinam. He just mentioned this extra piece for no reason. He didn't need to mention that Eved Ivri is a gift, he receives it himself. He just mentioned it as it is, even though it wasn't necessary. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshet, Hamani was the author here, Tutai who it's Tutai. The Tanya is right that says, Tutai Omer, Lo, Velo the Baal Chovo. It goes to him and not to the person that he owes. Meaning, it goes to the slave and not to the person that the slave owes money to. And that's what the gift does not go to that person. Very good. Gufa, the Gemara says, let's go back. Elu Mani Kim Lahem. These are the ones that we give these gifts to. Hayotze Veshanim. Someone who goes free after serving his years, 6 years. Yovel, or the Yovel year, Mitata Adon, the death of the master, Va'amayi Vira Besimanin, or the Amayi Vira with her two hairs. Aval Boreach Ve'yotzeh Ve'giron Kesef Ein Manikim Lo. But someone who runs away, or he pays off, let's say, the remainder of his stay by prorating what he owes, that person would not be given this gift. Rabbi Meir Omer Boreach Ein Manikim Lo. Ve'yotzeh Ve'giron Kesef Manikim Lo. Hold on, Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, no, if somebody runs away, yeah, they don't get a gift. But if somebody pays his dues, what he owes for himself, and then he leaves, that's fine. Why doesn't he get a gift? So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba'a Manikim Lahem. There are four that we give gifts. Shlosha Ve'ish, or Shlosha Ve'isha. Three for a woman, three for a man, and three for a woman. V'yata Yechol Omer, Arba'a Ve'achad Man. You cannot say four in one of them. V'isha En Simani Ve'ish, or Retzia Ve'isha. There is no signs by the man, and there is no Retzia by the woman. Minanimi, from where do we know this? The Tanya is the bright, the Tanya Rabbanan, the bright that says, Yachol lo yu ma'anikin ela yotze v'shesh. I would have thought maybe you only give the gifts to the person who goes free after serving his years. Minayin rabot yotze v'yovel mitata adon v'amai yivra v'simanin. How do we know to add these next cases? Tamulomar teshallecheno v'chit teshallecheno. In both of these cases, referring to that you should send, after the years is done, you should send them free, teshallecheno choshi me'imach, and v'chit teshallecheno, right? V'chit teshallecheno choshi. So, both of these cases referencing the sending them free, so it's adding in those cases. So the Gemara says, Yachol sha'ani merabeh boreach v'yotzeh v'giron kesef. Is it possible I add even someone who runs away or pays off his remaining what he owes, he also would receive the gifts? Tamul omar, v'chit teshallecheno choshi me'imach. No, it's only you send him away. Mishu shiluchho me'imach. Someone only that you sent away. Yatza boreach v'yotzeh v'giron kesef shein shiluchho imach. That's excluding these two, that it's not you sending them away, that's them going away. Rabbi Meir Omer, Boreach Im Manikim Lo, Dein Shiluchho Imach, Aval Yotzeh Ve'giron Kesef, Shiluchho Imach. He says, hold on, someone runs away, yeah, that's not you sending him away. But someone who pays off the remainder of what he owes, and he goes, that is you sending him away. So the Gemara says, then, Boreach Hashlama Ba'e. Someone runs away, he needs to complete the years that he missed. He didn't finish. So the Gemara says, Detanya is right, this is Minayin Boreach Shechayav Lashlim. How do we know someone runs away, has to finish his years? He has to work for 6 years. Yachol afilu chala. What if he became sick during those 6 years? He still has to finish it. No, the 7th year he goes free. Meaning it's only if he runs away he has to finish it. But if he gets sick part of the year, he doesn't have to finish it, recomplete it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshet, Hacha Mayaskina, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shebarach upagabo yovel. He ran away and the yovel year hit. So Ma'u the time I would have thought to say, Ho'il ve'apik le'yovel shiluchho me'imach karinabe. Since the Yovel year hit him while he ran away, maybe we call him as if, quote unquote, that the guy sent him away. Ve'lo nignesei v'na'anikle. We won't punish him, we won't fine him, and we'll give him the gift. Kamashmalan, then no, if he runs away, we don't give any gift. Amar mor, yachol afilu chala, is it possible even if he gets sick? Tamon omar v'ashvi'id yetzeh, in the 7th year he goes free. Afilu chala kol shesh, even if he's sick all 6 years, so the Gemara says, "V'atanya, we have a brayta chalash shalosh ve'avad shalosh. He was sick for 3 years and he worked for 3 years. Eino chayav la'ashlim. He doesn't have to fix it. He doesn't have to do it again. Chalak kol shesh. If he was sick for all 6 years, chayav la'ashlim. He has to do them again. Amar Rav Sheshet be'osem ma'asem macha. No, what he's talking about over here is he's doing a small light work. He's sick, so he's just becoming someone who sews for the person, for the master. He's still doing a small light job, but he's not being batel completely. He's not doing anything. So the Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha." What you just said is the difficulty. You said Amart Chala Shalosh Vavad Shalosh. If he was sick for 3 years and he worked for 3 years, Ein Chayav Lashlim. He doesn't have to finish the 3 years he was sick. Ha Arba Chayav Lashlim. But if it was 4 years he was sick, he would have to make it up. Ema Seifa. Then you go to the latter part of the Braita. Chala Kol Shesh Chayav Lashlim. If he was sick for all 6 years, he has to redo them. Ha arba, if it was only 4 years, in chayav lashlim, he does not have to redo them. Hold on, you said 4 you do, now you're saying 4 you don't. So the Gemara says, achi amar. This is what he meant to say. Chala arba, na'asa kimisha chala kol shesh, chayav lashlim. If he was sick for 4 of the years, it's as if he became sick for all 6, and therefore he has to do them again, because that's the majority of the years. Tanur Rabbanan the Braita says, kama manikim lo, how much do we give the guy when he goes free? Chamesh slaim kol min vamin. 5 slaim from all 3 means, from all 3 species. Shein chamesh shesh slaim to be Rabbi Meir. What means, what species is he referring to? So if you look at the Rashi, Rashi says the pasuk, mitzon necha, migor necha, miikvecha. From your animals, from your wheat, and from your wine. So he has to get 5 slaim from each, 15. Rabbi Yehuda omer shloshim ke shloshim shel eved. He says, no, 30, like the 30 that's received for a slave. If an ox of someone gores a slave and kills a slave of someone, he has to pay the master 30. Rabbi Shimon omer chamishim ke chamishim shabarachin. No, he says 50, like the 50 of how much he's worth. So that's how you calculate it. So Amar Mor, chamesh shlaim mikol min vamin. You said 5 shlaim from the 3 species. Shein chamesh shesh shlaim di Rabbi Meir. That's 15. Rabbi Meir minyana atal shmeinan. What is Rabbi Meir teaching us? The number 15? So the Gemara says, Hakam Ashmalani, he's coming to say, Mivtzar hu delo mivatzar le mehai minyana. You can't go below 15. Vibatzar le mechad mina vitafe le mechad mina le lama. But if you give, let's say you're supposed to do 5, 5, and 5, if you do 6, 4, and 5, that's also fine. It doesn't have to be 5, 5, and 5, it just has to equal 15. My Tamad Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's reasoning? He says, Yalif Rekam Rekam mi Bechor. He learns a Gzera Shava from a Bechor, from Pidyon Aben. Ma lahalan chamesh slaim, afkan chamesh slaim, just like Pidyon Aben, the Ben is redeemed for 5 slaim. So too, the slave, 5 slaim of each min. Ve'ema chamesh slaim bekulu. Why don't we say the same thing like Pidyon Aben? It's only 5. Say total 5. You only supposed to give 5 for the slave. The Gemara says, Ikativ rekam libasov kidukamar. If it said rekam at the end of the pasuk, you're right. Hashad ikhiv rekam bireisha. Now that it said rekam at the beginning of the pasuk, shadei rekam atzon, rekam agoren, rekam ayekev. You throw rekam on each of the 3 species, and so therefore it's 5 from each of the 3 species. Venelach rekam rekam me olat reya. Why don't we learn this gzera shava from olat reya that over there, going up for the olat reya for the Beit HaMikdash, it only says. It only says shtei kesef. It only says 2 kesef. Why don't we say that? So Amarka, the pasuk says, Asher berachecha Adonai Elohecha. No, it says to give big. That Hashem will bless you. You have to give large. And so therefore we give 5, 5, and 5. Rabbi Yehuda omer shloshim keshloshim shalevet. He said 30, like 30 that a master of a slave would receive if he was killed. My tamad Rabbi Yehuda, what's his reasoning? Yalif netina netina me'evet. He learns the gzera shava from a slave. Ma lahalan shloshim, afkan shloshim, just by a slave. If the ox gored him, he has to pay 30. So to rear, he has to pay 30 to the slave. Why don't you learn this? It's gezera shava from arachin that you pay 50. Malahadan 50, afkan 50. Just like in that case, we value him as 50. So to rear, pay him 50 as he's leaving. Chada, I'll give you 2 reasons. One, the tafasta merubelo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. Number one is sometimes if you go too big, you're not able to accomplish anything. But if you start with a smaller number, you're able to accomplish. So let's start with a small number, 30. Let's hit that number. Ve'odah, not only that, eved me'eved havel le'melach. It makes more sense to learn a gzera shava of a slave from another slave rather than a slave from the arachin, from the value. Rabbi Shimon omer chamishim kachamishim shabarachin. He says, like the 50 of the value. So he says, my tameh, Rabbi Shimon, what's his reason? Gamar netinan netinan arachin. He learns a gzera shava from arachin. Just like there, it's 50. So to here, it's 50 slaim to the slave as he's leaving slavery. Why don't you say the lowest of values of the people? So the Gemara says, it says, Hashem will bless you, meaning you have to be big, you have to go large, you go with the highest value. Why don't you learn the gzera shava from a slave? Just like there, it's 30 slaim. So to here, it's 30 slaim. And where it says chada, the tafasta merubel lo tafasta, va'od eben me'eved havad al-melav. There's two questions he's asking. He says, one, why don't you, we just said you have a bigger number, a smaller number, you should go with the smaller number. And not only that, you should learn a slave, gizera shava, from another slave. Pasuk, not from value. So this is the question that he's asking Rabbi Shimon. So when it says Rabbi Shimon, micha, micha, gamar, Rabbi Shimon has a different gezerah shava. He learns micha, micha. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, in adam dan gezerah shava ma'atzmo, Rashi says that nobody can make his own gezerah shava. It's all from Moshe on Sinai, that it's transmitted rabbi to rabbi down to him. This is the gezerah shava that he received. And Rabbi Shimon, he learns from his rabbi this gezerah shava. And it says, and it says, Ba'arachin machu. So he makes a gzera shavav, mach, between Eved and between Arachin. And that's how he gets to the number 50. So the Gemara says, Blish, la mother Rabbi Meir, makes sense, according to Rabbi Meir, Hainu dechiv tson gorn veyekev. It says the three species, five of each. Elal Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Shimon, hai tson gorn veyekev malamadi. According to them two, they say 30 and 50. Why do you need the three species? So the Gemara says, "Hi, mi baya lelechet etanya. You need it for the baraita. Yechol lo yu manikim ela mitzon gorn veyekev. I would have thought you can only give for the gift of the slave when he's leaving only animal, only wheat and wine. How do I know minayin lerabot kol davar? How do I know I can give him every piece, anything really? Amulamar asher barachachaz mei lecha. No, Hashem will bless you. Meaning, give what you have to give. Don't worry, you can give whatever you want." So why does it say these three specifically if you can give anything? Lomar lach, to tell you, those three are included in blessing. They're included in blessing. How? Animal, they're fruitful and they multiply. Produce, they grow and they grow and they grow and they sprout and they grow. That's being fruitful. So what is it coming to exclude? That's coming to exclude money. That money does not grow necessarily. Money does not have this blessing aspect that it grows on its own. Rabbi Elezer Yaakov disagrees and says, Rabbi Elezer Yaakov Omer, Yatsu Peradot, he says, no, mules. It's coming to exclude a mule who cannot have babies, they cannot have children. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, why did you say that? Peradot mashbechan begufayo. Because mules, they grow. They physically grow. So their bodies do grow. So the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Elezer Yaakov, what do you say about that? He says, Kesafim avid be'u iska. He said, I didn't say money, excluding money. Because money, you can use money to do business with. Of course money grows. You just have to put it into the right way, into the right investments. But of course money can grow. The Gemara says, Utsricha. And we need all of these. Dikat avrachmanatzon. If it would have only said animal, hava amina bali chayim in gidulei karkalo. I would have thought only animal is allowed, but not anything that grows from the ground. Katav rachmanat goren, that's why it said goren. The Gemara says, Goren, if it would have only said Goren, Hava amena gidulei karkain, balei chayim lo, I would have thought only things that grow from the ground, not animals. Ketav rachmanat son, that's why he said animals. Yekev lamali, why do I need yekev? Flipping the amud. Lemor lemaute kisafim, lemor lemaute peradot. Machloket, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's coming to exclude money, you can't give money. According to Rabbi Ezer, it's coming to exclude mules. Very good. Tan Rabbanan, the writer says, Asher berachicha adunai loecha, Hashem will bless you. Yachol nitbarech bayit biglalo manikim lo. Lo nitbarech bayit biglalo ein manikim lo. Is it possible you can give the guy, the slave is leaving a gift depending on if he brought blessing into your house? If he brought blessing, you give him a gift. If he didn't, you wouldn't give him a gift? Tamul amar ha'anek ta'anik. It's a double lashon mikol makom. You have to give him no matter what. So the question is, im ken matamul amar asher barachicha. So why do you say that Hashem will bless you? What if he didn't bring blessing into your home? Hakol lefi bracha tenlo. No, it's saying you have to give him a minimum. But if he did, he brought blessing, give him more. That's what he's saying. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer dvarim kichtavan. He says no. The way it's written, nitbarech bayit biglalo manikim lo. Lo nitbarech bayit biglalo ein manikim lo. If he brought blessing, a slave brought blessing into your house, you give him a gift. If not, not. The Gemara says imken matam lomar haanek ta'anik. So why does it say you should surely give him a gift? It was just speaking the way man speaks. The Torah was speaking in the way man speaks. But it's not saying that you have to if he didn't bring bracha into your home. The Gemara then says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Eved ivri ovedet haben ve'in ovedet habat. A Hebrew slave serves the son, but not the daughter. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Im met Adonav, if his master dies, he serves his son until the 6 years are over, or the Yovel year, but not the daughter. If it's only a daughter, not a son, he doesn't have to go to the daughter. Amaha Ivriya, inau vedet lo et haben ve lo et habat. Amaha Ivriya does not go to serve the son nor the daughter. Hanirza, someone whose ear was punctured, he wanted to stay, and he got his ear punctured in the hole. Hanimkar, the Oved Kochavim, someone who sold to a goy, Eino Oved lo et haben ve lo et habad. Neither of them served the son or the daughter upon the master's death. Amar Mor, he says, Eved Ivri Oved et haben ve Eino Oved et habad minani mide. From where do we know that Eved Ivri, if the master dies, he serves his son, but if he doesn't have a son, he does not serve the daughter. The Tanur Banan, the writer says, Vavadecha Sheshanim, he serves you for 6 years, Lecha ve'lo diyoresh, for you and not your inheritance. Is it for you, not your inheritance? Or specifically for you and not your son? He says, for 6 years you should work. That's saying that he would work for the son also if the father died. Why does it say, for you, he serves you for 6 years? For you and not your inheritors. So why do you include the father? Okay, you're including the son, but not the other inheritors, like the brothers. So the Gemara says, "Mara'ita l'rabot et haben ulatzi et ha'ach." Why do you include the son, that you would serve the son if the master died, but not the brother? So merabe ani et haben sheken kam tachat aviv liyada u'stei achuza. I'm including the son because he has something extra, that for him, the son, if let's say the father wants to marry him off to the slave, that's called the yi'ud, he would be able to do that through the son. Or stei achuza, if let's say the father he consecrated his field, if the father consecrated his field, until the treasurer of the Beit HaMikdash, sold the field or gave it out to the Kohanim, while it was still there, if the son wants, he can go and he has the power to redeem it also, the son, just like the father does. So the son has these two things that the brother doesn't have. The Kohanim says, hold on the contrary, adarabah, merabe ani et ha'ach, the brother has something. Sheken kam tachat aviv achiv liyibum. The brother, if his brother dies without children, this brother comes and has the mitzvah of yibum. The son doesn't have that mitzvah. So the Gemara says, hold on. Klum yesh yibum ela bimkom she'en ben. When is there yibum? Only if there's no son. Hayesh yibum, hayesh ben en yibum. If there is a son, there's no yibum. So the son is the only reason that the brother has any action in this case. So the Gemara says, "Ela ta'ama de'ika hapircha." The reason is because of this contradiction. Halav hachi achadif. Hold on, you're saying it's because of this kushiya that if it wasn't for the son, then the brother would not have any yibum. If it wasn't for this kushiya, then you would say that the brother is stronger, and therefore the slave, when the master dies, would go and serve the brother. The Gemara says, "V'tipukli de'achatar te v'achachada." Why don't you just say it's two arguments against one? By the case of the son, we said, there's marrying the slave, Yi'ud, and there's Ste'a Chuzah, he can go and redeem the father's field that he consecrated. By the brother, it's only Yibum, it's two against one. Why don't you just say that argument? When it says Ste'a Chuzah Nami, Mehai Pircha Udekan Nafka Leilatana. No, Ste'a Chuzah only came out because of this contradiction, because of this Pircha, because of this Kushya. What do you mean? By the Pesukim of Ste'a Chuzah, it doesn't say specifically the son can go and redeem the field that the father consecrated. It says like a relative. It doesn't specify specifically the son. So therefore it's one against one really. It's the case of the son can marry the slave against Yibum. And the only reason it works is because we come and say, Klum yesh Yibum ela b'mkom she'en ben. Is there Yibum if there's no son? The only way Yibum takes effect is when there's no son. So there's only Yibum when there's no son. So therefore if there is a son, there would be no Yibum. And therefore the son has a stronger power than the brother of the master. And therefore if the father of the master would die, his son would inherit the slave and not the brother. The brother would not. If there's no son, the slave would go free. He would not have to serve the daughter, the brother, nobody else. That would be what we learn from here. So therefore that's his point. He's saying, Klum yesh Yibum elevim kom she'en ben, saying that there's only Yibum when there is no son. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Amud Bet by talking about these are the different types of things that give a person freedom, that he would go free from slavery, and what are his gifts. Then part number two was on the Amud Aleph. We said, what if he became sick for all of 6 years? Would he be able to go free? He said, no, he has to redo them if all 6 years. But if he was doing a small little job while he was doing it, that's still working. And if he did 3 years, he's good. If it's 4 years, he was sick, then that's no good. That's a majority. He has to do them again. Then the third question was, how much do we give him? Machloket, 15 slaim, 30 slaim, or 50 slaim? Machloket tanaim. And the final part of the daf is the Amud Bet was Eved Ivri. He serves. If let's say the master dies, he would go and serve the son now until the 6th year or until the Yovel year, but not go and serve the daughter, or would not go and serve the brother if there was no son. Okay, why? Because we said the son has a stronger power than the brother, in the sense that if the only way the brother has any jurisdiction is because of Yibum. Yibum only takes place when there's no son, so therefore the son comes first. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Have a great day.